Watson, Simply Sunny, the Technically Golf Podcast. Young Bowski probably sleeping. But we do have a special, special treat today.
A very special treat, who everyone I'm sure has heard about.
The launch of the LIV Golf Tour has also spawned the launch of our new LIV Golf Tour Minute, brought to you by leading man on his off-Broadway debut. June 24th, we'll be there opening night. It is Mr. Sebastian.
Seabass.
How are you today, sir?
And over to Seabass.
And Seabass, what do you got for the LIV Golf Minute of the Week?
Here with your LIV Laugh Golf Minute of the Week. Looking back on it, what an event. Charles Schwartzel.
Of course.
The one prereq we had for the LIV Laugh Love Golf Tour Minute of the Week was that he was connected to Wi-Fi.
Couldn't be Starlink, right?
No.
Are you guys not hearing me?
Well, we've heard a few things you've said.
We got the winner.
Charles Schwartzel.
Congrats to him.
Old Charles. I think the real force is Sam Horsfield, who won almost $1 million, which is a third of his career PGA.
Wow. Yeah, I think I saw on the internet, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but Charles winning $5 million. Is that correct? $5 million? Must be correct. That would put him in the top five year-to-date earners on the PGA Tour.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One event.
3 days.
Yeah.
Not even four.
In one event.
Yes. One event.
Wow.
54 made me think of just some other 54 facts that I already knew. I wanted to see if you guys a Rubik's Cube has 54 color spaces on.
Wow. Did you just ask a trivia question?
Well, I gave the answer. Well, there, Chubba.
You gave us the answer first.
Yeah.
Well, what is a Rubik's Cube?
It's one of those puzzle games.
No, that was I was answering because you gave the answer. So I was answering with the question.
I actually thought you were asking and I was like, is he really?
You guys thought I didn't know what a Rubik's Cube was? I mean,
maybe it just slipped his mind.
Come on.
Well, you're going to love that.
A quick tidbit from me, for those who didn't know, I'm taking this from Chubba. LIV, LIV, Roman numerals for 54.
And I imagine before Seabass brought up that trivia question, he said that, but we couldn't hear him because his Wi-Fi is lost. Yeah.
Studio 54 was a club in New York. Did you guys know that?
Is that a trivia question?
Yeah, it's a question.
And who owned that club?
Is that Saudi-backed?
A bunch of blow there, I think.
No,
which, believe it or not, is not where they did the draft.
For the LIV Tour.
The draft for the war?
Huh?
It's got war on his mind. We watched 1917 last night.
We did, 1917. You seen that movie? It's about war.
54 times.
You gotta be honest, it's not about that much war, though. It's more about walking than it's about war.
Yeah. It was about a good 45 minutes before there was a gunshot.
Yeah. A lot of walking.
It's a big Tom Hardy one, right? Where he just kind of flies around.
No. Yeah, I don't think Tom Hardy's in that, though.
No.
No.
Or else I didn't see him.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Could have been. But what's his name? Had a look. Kind of a big name to have.
Benderland Cumberbatch turns up at the end.
Pretty big name. Spoiler to have alert. A 45-second on-screen presence.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of flying around,
mm-hmm.
Noted Saudi Osama bin Laden died at 54.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this going to be is there some kind of conspiracy now? Are we starting a conspiracy theory with the LIV Tour?
That Osama bin Laden is still alive? I mean, we've never seen his body.
Who else? We never saw
a picture of his body.
Imagine Osama-backed Saudi tour.
Jay Monahan, that would really tear him up.
Oh, it would.
That would really tear him up.
Yeah, he's not a happy camper. But on the plus side for the PGA Tour, brought Rory back into the winner's circle.
It did. Rory, and he had, that was his 21st win, which passes who in the career list of wins on the PGA Tour?
Greg Norman.
Greg Normandy. Greg Normandy from World War II. He's 54 now. And Rory said that in his little press conference. He took a little shot there.
Of course he did.
Said, guess who I just passed?
Yeah. You know who told him? Monahan.
Yeah.
He's like, just so you know. Now that, with that win.
Hey, you just passed Greg. Yeah, that's got to be rigged, huh?
Yeah. I think Rory will win every. I mean, who else now? Who's even left? Brooks?
Oh, well, dude, speaking of conspiracy theories, like I've had this. We've talked about the F1 Netflix show before and how like how just storybook like finishes and their last season became once Netflix producers started to get their hands on the sport. Netflix is also doing the same thing with the PGA Tour right now.
Right.
So that's going to be an explosive season. We might see some exits from PGA players to the Live, but also like that's, I mean, Rory winning that one.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the Netflix producers have won that.
Oh, so all that's left is like Rory, Brooks and JT.
Yeah.
I think JT's one of the ones they've been following for that too.
Yeah.
I wonder if they lost anybody to the Live that they were following.
Wasn't Ricky part of it?
Yeah, he was. But maybe just for the PGA Championship or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. When will that be out?
I don't know. Yeah. I think they've got to finish. The writers have to write the rest of this season. And then
the tour has to play out how they want it to.
Right, right. Yeah. I have to write the endings to all the events this year. And then I think it'll probably air next. I think if we're going based on how the F1 works, it'll probably air next season, which is dumb. They should be putting out episodes like right after these events because this can all be old news by the time that comes out.
Yep. We'll too. Yeah. We'll tune in though.
Yeah, we sure will. 100%. I mean, golf is a drama packed game right now.
It is. It is. And people were watching the Live Tour. You know, it was like 100,000 the first day or something. And you could just click a link and watch it on YouTube, which was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Production was low.
Yeah.
It'll get better, I'm sure. It had real European tour vibes where it's just kind of lower quality than the PGA Tour.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, dude, like watching it, it did not have the team element that I thought it would. It did not seem like a team event. I don't even think the teams were on the same hole as
each other. I don't either. And you know, wear some colors,
right?
You know,
right.
I want to know who's on what team.
Yeah, we got to get a little, maybe even like make it a scramble and you know, get it so that the teams, there's like two teams on each hole facing off with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're keeping like the 12 team format or whatever, have it so that two teams are on the same hole at the same time, competing against each other, high-fiving in each other's faces, shushing each other. Like, that's what makes those team events so great. It seemed a lot like a, you know, individual event with this, like, oh, but by the way, your team won afterthought once it was all said and done.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to – I feel like after 1 week, they probably have some – ideas of what they need to do a little differently.
Yeah, I hope they got that feedback.
Yeah.
Or even like make it so that like two dudes per team, you know, if you need to only keep it, you know, a group of four on each hole, like make it so that there's twosomes on each team, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
A little team duo and then the other pairing is another team. And like that's gotta get better. Cause we talked about it for weeks now, but like that's the big hitter for me is that it's a team event and it just didn't seem like that after week one.
Yeah. Do you think that the teams should play together or like near each other or?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think like you either have the four-man team on a hole together or pairings. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because like you can't have it where it's like a group of four dudes with each guy on a different team on each hole.
Yeah. I think, like last day should be like last four groups
mm-hmm.
with the top whatever teams.
Right. Yeah. Maybe if you wanted to do like this kind of individual format type of playing on Thursday.
Yeah.
I also thought it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which caught me by surprise.
Yeah, me too. I think I don't mind that they probably don't want to compete with the PGA Tour on Sundays, but I also think Sunday is a good day to end a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, the weekend.
Right.
Instead of starting it on a Thursday.
Right. And now I guess, like, if it does become a little more fun to watch, like, Saturday could be a good day, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't have the Sunday scaries creeping in the back of your mind. True. Like, if you really wanted to go send it with the boys, you know, go out to a bar, you could really get going.
Yeah. What time were they finishing up on Saturday? We were already here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say around dusk. But I don't know, shotgun start. So
yeah, and they were playing in London too. So
right.
That first day we were watching at like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, and it wasn't 9:30 there. You're saying?
Well, it was 6 hours ahead. About.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that's what it is there. But speaking of that, we're up at camp.
We've loaded into the office.
Me and Chubb on the same couch right now.
Yep. Might even have a video element. This is kind of our first test run with the new setup. So if we can figure it out, technically.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully everything's right? recording technically right golf now. We'll podcast. See.
If we can figure out the technical side of things, we might even be able to release as YouTube videos.
Yeah, true.
But that remains to be seen. We'll find out when we are finished recording.
We will. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, there's a camera set up. We don't know. I don't even know. It was recording when I pressed record. Is it recording now? I don't know.
Who knows?
Will it last the hour right. and whatever minutes? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's TBD.
We did implement Seabass's new PGA Live Tour Golf Minute, and that went over as a resounding success. I don't even know if his audio picked up.
Me either.
So it could have been us just talking to ourselves or silence, but he is... he is beginning his acting career. His actoral debut will be at the Little Marblehead Theater in Marblehead, Massachusetts. He is what I call the leading man of the play Gypsy, a musical. So go check him out. We'll be there opening night. Tickets are on sale now on the internet. So Google that up and come check him out because he's going to be just an absolute marvel.
Was he playing Uncle something?
Uncle Jocko.
Uncle Jocko. And he'll be doing a Scottish accent?
Is that a lie? I don't know. He's keeping it pretty close to the chest. He mentioned something about a Scottish accent, but that might have been before he got, like, I think he watched some of the old ones that have been recorded.
Yeah.
And then something might have changed because he kind of walked that back. But he's also, he won't let me rehearse lines with him. And he wants to keep it, you know, for opening night.
He wants it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't either. You know, why would we go see the play if we've already run all of the lines?
Exactly.
But yeah, that's going to be an absolute thrill. So go check that out. We'll be there again.
Yeah, Friday come on night. Down. Go yep. grab your tickets. They could still be available. It could be a sold out show. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I imagine they're going to sell out soon. So,
yeah.
Oh yeah, grab them up.
And where's that? The Marblehead Theater, somewhere in Mass. Or yeah, something?
Massachusetts. You know, Boston, whatever. That's whatever that is. Interestingly enough, dude, I was looking at the internet this past weekend, and you know, there's a lot of this. Like when the PGA put out that statement about the Live Golf Tour people not being able, I think it might have been a letter they sent to the members that were still on there. They just absolutely refused to call it the Live Golf Tour. Mm-hmm. They just called it the Saudi League, which is like a clear way to try to get, you know, Twitter all riled up turned against it. And then I'm looking at the other side of the internet this weekend, and there's a news article that says President Biden and the United States are having a reset on their relationship with Saudi Arabia. They're putting the beheading of the journalist behind them and they're moving forward. And you say, whoa, why? And then you look into all of the trade between the two countries where like Saudi Arabia's, is that how you say it? Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia's second best friend when it comes to trade.
Yeah, we're like, boys.
We do so much business with them And this golf event is the one that people want to get up in arms about. So if you're like hightailing it out of town because you're afraid of Saudi money, I hope you don't play video games, because they are entering that space at an alarming rate, throwing billions and billions of dollars at that. They own 5% of Nintendo. So if you can't watch golf because of Saudi money, you can't play video games anymore either. Also, can you even really drive a car?
That's what I was going to say.
Does Jay Monahan, when he fills up his car at a gas station or put oil in it, does he make sure that it's non-Saudi oil going in there? I doubt he does. So it's like, you know, I get that the Saudi government and lifestyle and culture is different than ours. And, you know, they do fucked up shit to people. But guess what, folks? The United States government does that too.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, if you're going to start drawing these lines about, oh, we got to follow the money, and if it's morally reprehensible, we have to ban it, you're going to be losing out on most things in life. You're going to have to ban everything, yeah, pretty much.
Did you see the, I mean, did you see those questions too at the thing where they were asking Ian Poulter if Putin had asked him to play at a golf tournament right now? Would you play? Or is there some kind of, he was like, it's a moral question.
Right.
And they're just like, we don't have to fucking answer.
Yeah,
that.
Poulter had a pretty good response to that. He's just like, it's a hypothetical. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that they got those questions, but I guess it's good to get those questions too, you know, just to make it, you know, it's not all rainbows and whatever the saying.
Sunshine and daisies.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, rainbows and Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You know, there's some, you know, they're letting everybody in there if you want to, they're asking the hard questions. But it was interesting to see that they were not allowing those questions, but at the same time, like, allowing those questions.
Right. You know,
like, that guy get kicked out. After that, for
somebody got kicked out.
Really?
I don't know if it was that guy, but some guy got kicked out. But then I think he was let back in after he was probably like spanked or strangled in the hallway or something.
They swapped him out for a bot.
Yeah, waterboard. Right? Sent a clone in. it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I think the LIV Golf Tour definitely needs to get a few things ironed out with their broadcast. But
yeah, even the YouTube broadcast wasn't great. There was like a watermark that covered the whole picture for a good half hour.
Yeah, there was on Thursday some issues with the screen.
Yeah, that could turn people away. But I'm sure at some point in some capacity be on cable, mm-hmm, or something. Mm-hmm. Somebody will pick that up. There's just too much money behind it. Where they're going to make this money back, I just don't know. It's going to take a long. I mean, think of how much money they put into this already.
Right. It's got to be billions.
Even not just the guaranteed contracts, which already puts you over a billion with the top five players.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying out $5 million to the winner. I think last place got 130,000 or something.
Yeah. The dude was 24 strokes over par. He averaged 8 over on every single day, and he made $150,000.
They should just funnel people into that last spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's get the boys out there.
Seriously,
yeah.
I think I could, you know, be around that number.
Yeah, yeah. And, dude, speaking of dictators, I saw on YouTube a YouTube clip from the popular show, the Joseph Rogan podcast experience. Mm-hmm. And the guest, who I don't remember, was talking about that infamous Kim Jong-un golf round.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The one where he allegedly had an 18, yep, you know, and we've talked about that before because it's a wild story. But I guess what had happened was Kim Jong-un scores his scorecard the same way that Chubba Watson does, which outrageous. Is, of course, I just do. If I make a bogey, I'm plus one on the scorecard. You know, I don't do the number six or whatever. I just do plus one. And I guess as the new story goes, that's how Kim Jong-un scores his scorecard, too. And so somebody saw that. And I guess he was just playing bogey golf and they thought that he was writing down a hole in one on every hole, but he actually wasn't.
Unbelievable.
So shout out him for playing with a little bit more integrity than maybe we thought. And also shout out me for being a trendsetter. I mean, dictators around the world are, this man runs an entire country.
This was Kim Jong Il, I think.
Oh, okay.
Who shot the 20.
That's the dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kim Jong Il.
Yeah.
Shout out him for following the way that I score my cards, because he clearly saw that on the internet at some point after I posted one of my great scores. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wow, what a genius. Well, he was probably like, oh my God, that's so much easier to count your total at the end of the round than having to go 5, 7, 4, 3.
Well, they listen to the pod, so I'm sure the whole country is probably scoring it like Chubba.
Yeah. Now, I guess maybe the only thing with that is I believe Kim Jong-il was dead before we started this.
Probably, but he knew.
We never saw the body. Maybe he's not dead.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was a little fun fun fact. Shout out Popular Golf Podcast, the Joseph Rogan Show, for bringing that to light. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And who had that information?
I don't remember his name.
And well, and how?
It's a great question.
Well, how does stuff get in and out of that country? I still don't know.
Yeah.
I'd love to have somebody on maybe who's been there.
An effector?
Or yeah, somebody who's left or has been there or just like,
yeah,
or an expert on North Korea.
But I feel like if we had like, I feel like it's got to be a countryman.
Yeah.
Like we can't have a fucking American who just went there for a week because they're not going to know. Right. Dennis Rodman, maybe. Yeah. But they're not going to know the real ins and outs. You're right. They're going to be buttoned up when showing Americans around, I feel.
There's got to be somebody with like a connection there, though. Or is, is there?
Like somebody with a North Korean buddy?
Like if you just had a family member that's in North Korea, you just can't talk to them?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You just can't, huh? That's crazy. You just can't make a call to somebody in North Korea right now?
I doubt it, dude.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But
or like send an email.
Right. I don't know that a lot of folks have computers.
Yeah, wow. That sucks.
Or if they do, it's got to be like heavily, heavily monitored and censored.
Yeah. I'd love to just do like a flyover,
mm-hmm.
Just like a low flyover, slow and low.
Like with a drone and watch the footage back after, you mean?
Yeah.
My worry with a flyover is that they're going to shoot you down immediately.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
That's my hesitation.
Especially if you're low and slow.
Right. Low and slow. Just take a helicopter and go in the top, buzz them. Yeah. So, the internet really does seem to be picking sides with this, though. Like, it doesn't seem like it's – nobody's really coming together as the, like, oh, good for golf type of thing. It's either PGA or LIV. A lot of contentious memes, a lot of – seems like people want one to succeed and one not to succeed.
I think it's a clear line of the people who are golf hardos and, like, mm-hmm. protecting the
– right. The sanctity. The
fellowship, if you will.
Yeah.
And then the people that just enjoy golf.
Right.
And like want to see God, like that we can post stuff from the LIV tour,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you post something from the PGA and within 5 minutes, they're saying we might shut your Instagram account.
Right. Down. We'll come kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, that they see the value in that. And even shout out Travis from PGA Memes played in the Pro-Am. He was over there helping out. And, if a tour with a bunch of famous golfers on it is giving access to the right people, it's like a no-brainer that the meme accounts want to get behind it because we can get closer to it, PGA Tour is like, fuck you guys,
Yeah.
It's different. It's better for us.
Yeah. No, I think, I'm excited for the LIV Golf. I really like team events. I hope they figure that out. But, I think it also could, if there is another, big money-backed league out there, it could push the PGA to make, ease up on some things and make their product a little bit more fun.
Do you think they will? Do you think they'll make some changes?
I think it's going to be, I think it's got to, the LIV's got to pull some viewers, if their product takes off and people really like it, then, the PGA could be faced with that situation of like adapt or die. I mean, probably die is probably a stretch. But, if people are really liking this new fun team stuff or whatever, it certainly could. That's the hope that I have, at least, is that it just like makes golf better on both fronts.
Do you think there comes a day where the PGA Tour says you guys can come and play out in our events again if you're playing on the Saudi Tour?
I think if Tiger goes, there is.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
What if JT and Rory go?
Right.
What does the PGA Tour even have left at that point?
Yeah.
Look at the list. Since the last time we've been on, Patrick Reed's gone.
Yeah.
Phil's gone.
Yeah.
Ricky's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, those are three massive names.
They also had that Liv had that promotional video come out where I think Bubba was in it and maybe Matt Wolf. Somebody else was in it who haven't defected yet.
Wow.
Like that term. But that was possibly a hint that they could be coming later too, since they're already in promotional materials. So yeah, I mean, it that money is enticing and the schedule is enticing. And it like, I don't know. I think Rory and JT are trying to die on that hill of like legacy and, you know, the sanctity.
PGA Tour start throwing money at those guys to start.
Right. True.
Guaranteed.
See,
money.
And then like that again, if that's changing the way these guys are getting paid, like maybe they do deserve more money. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's, maybe it'll slap old Jay Monahan right in the face and, you know, they can like last place got $150,000 was 24 strokes over par. Last place of the PGA Tour, you've spent money to play that event.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like 50, you could be
50 guys lose money every week for playing on the PGA.
Yep. You could be in the red at the end of the year. Does that mean you're down money? Red?
Yep.
You could be in the red at the end of the year as a, you know, trying to get established as a professional golfer on the PGA Tour.
I also read that they were really taking care of caddies.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Caddies with like free stay and mm-hmm. food, and they're taking care of everything they're doing. So nothing's coming out of pocket.
Yeah.
And I mean, those guys are getting a percentage of just bigger money. You caddy for the last guy on the tour, you make 10%. You made 12 grand last week.
Yep. That's going to, you know, all your benefits are going to, you know, easily taken out of that. And like, cause the PGA Tour treats them like independent contractors, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. It's up to their master to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, which is just kind of an antiquated way to pay people. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, you kind of get used a little bit.
I'd love to see a PGA Tour balance sheet of how much money comes in and how much they actually pay out, because
the
purses can't reflect how much money they make in a week.
No, and I was reading something that they operate as a nonprofit and they give a ton of that money to charity, which is great, but it's like, you know, the players earn the money, you know, it's like the players are the reason people tune in. They're not tuning in to watch Jay Monahan collect donations and then hand it out to a charitable cause.
Yeah, I think if anything changes with the PGA Tour, it'll be a guaranteed money aspect.
Yeah,
because you're gonna have to pay to keep guys on your tour now. If there's somebody who's paying, you're gonna have to do it. And mm-hmm. if that could be literally what Greg Norman was trying to do by doing all this.
Yeah,
you know, just get those guys taken care of. So I mean,
yeah, which is a great thing. It's funny, dude. The parallels between golf and wrestling, professional wrestling right now are, I mean, unmatched.
Really?
You have the PGA Tour and the WWE, and the WWE does the same thing, treating their talent like independent contractors. AEW came around with Tony Khan's money, and, you know, they have a much less stringent schedule. They get paid much better. They're not treated as independent contractors. And so it's that same thing where it's like this alternative league, very divisive amongst wrestling fans as well. Everyone's, you know, seems to have to pick a side, mm-hmm. but I think it's just great overall. You know, when you have competition, like in the case of professional wrestling, the after like Stone Cold Steve Austin's day, that put the WCW out of business. Vince had no competition for years. Their product tanked, mm-hmm. absolute trash, because they had a monopoly.
Yep.
When there's competition in town, everybody gets better.
Yeah.
It benefits everybody.
Yeah, the PGA Tour has just been stagnant for too long.
Right.
You know, you've seen the money go up a little bit, and it was kind of in the last 3 years, 4 years, you see the purses and the winners, and now guys are making $1 million in second place, and it's like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Ricky Fowler is a perfect example of somebody who probably has made not much money over the past few years, minus from, like, Cobra.
Right, you does know? Pretty good off the course.
But he's exactly, yeah, but he's one of the faces of the PGA Tour. Those are the kind of guys that deserve to just get money. You
yeah. know?
You just need those guys around because they bring people in. He has fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of guy where it's like, okay, yeah, you know, we want to keep you around. Not Ricky might not play in the major. Or, you know, like, that's the kind of guy you just have to have.
Yeah, no, that, you know? I mean, that's a great point. And the way that the tour is structured is like, if a guy that's insanely popular like that has a bad year or two, like, it's possible. it's possible he's off the tour.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, you got to, like, I totally agree. Even if he's not a guy like Ricky, even if he's not in, you know, not on the podium every week, like having him in events is going to get eyes there.
Exactly.
And especially younger viewers, you know, get the new age into the game.
I think the, it didn't seem like very many people were at the Live event on Thursday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they come to the US, it's going to be a, I think it's going to be golf, but loud.
Yeah, I think I saw one of the days they sold out.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And I think, I hope people just are a little bit different at these events.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more laid back. People can have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
We'd love to see just like, I mean, I always say this, but I would love more of a, like 16 at the Waste Management.
Right. Right.
More holes lined like that.
Yeah.
More, even if it's just like the par threes, like just make every par three like that.
Yeah.
Have a place where it just gets rowdy and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, let them roam the rest of the course. But those like stadium seating around a golf course, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe live, if you're listening, throw in a par three. Throw in a par three like weekend.
Yeah.
Three rounds at an 18 hole par three course. Let guys make hole in ones. I did notice a couple of guys hit shots that looked like they should have went in, and it might have been the kind of pins that they had in that kind of didn't let it happen.
What do you mean?
Well, they had kind of different flags than they have on the PGA
Tour. Really?
The pins. Yeah, it's the kind that are like thick up top and thin on the bottom.
Okay.
And a couple of guys rolled like some approach shots in perfectly and just kind of hit it and popped out. And I think with different flags, those would have went in.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's kind of like a heavier flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of just like stands tall and doesn't let it, but yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm excited for them to come to Boston. Mm-hmm. and go to an event.
Tickets are $70.
Yeah. And the US Open's this week, actually.
Speaking tickets of are $500.
$500 to go on fucking Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, obviously it's a bigger event, but that it's just one of those things where it's like a little more accessible to get into the Live event.
Mm-hmm. So do we know that the Live guys are playing in the US Open this week? Because it isn't PGA Tour backed, but is the USGA correct allowing it?
Everything that I've seen, I haven't seen a definitive no, and it seems like it's a yes.
Okay, good.
You know, I don't know, like, I'm sure the PGA is putting the squeeze on them, mm-hmm. you know, but what can they really do?
Yeah.
Not send their guys?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to go anyways.
Course.
Are they going to start telling their guys if you play in a major that has live golfers in it, then we're going to ban you too? I mean, that can't be it's not a very sustainable business model to just go around the world banning top golfers from your tour.
Yep.
And I mean, that move just comes off as like such a butthurt, petty like thing. I mean, I get that it's like business, you know, mm-hmm. You're not trying to have other people sneak in and steal all your viewers away and stuff like that. But it's just like, I mean, we could be seeing like a free agency type of thing going on in golf right now where, you know, what if one of those guys wants to come back after he collects $250 million for a couple of years? You're mm-hmm. going to say no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, I just was going to say something. Oh, yeah. And now there's almost a feeling with when you watch these majors, I want the Live Tour guys to win.
Oh my God.
Like, dude. I want every major to be taken by somebody on the Live Tour now.
Rory would be up in arms.
Yep.
He would be so devastated.
Like, I'm rooting for Dustin so hard in this US Open mm-hmm. or anybody. Fucking Chase Koepka.
Yeah, that's going to be so tough for Jay and the boys if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The Masters getting won by.
Dude, and that just makes it that much spicier.
Exactly.
You know?
So, I mean, majors are must watch. I hope they wear Live Golf apparel.
Yeah, like DJ and Rory, final group, the US Open
mm-hmm.
on 18, tied. Come on.
And did you see how Phil wore the Masters, black Masters stuff?
So he did.
Were they wearing sponsors? I didn't really pay attention to that. Like, was Dustin wearing like TaylorMade stuff? Like normal, like
I hat? I don't know.
I wonder if that money puts them in a place where they have to wear like Live stuff when they play in majors.
Yeah, I
imagine. I want to say they all have the same like Live Golf hat on. Stuff,
yeah, you know, but maybe not.
Imagine if they all just wear Live Golf hats and Live Golf Live on the shirt.
Yeah, which I thought, like, I I would prefer that, to be honest. Like, I would rather team uniforms than individual.
Oh, I mean in the U.S. Open.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying, imagine if everybody that's playing in the U.S. Open that's on the Live Tour right now is decked out in Live shit.
Oh, my God. Dustin Johnson just has the Four Aces shirt on.
Yeah, the bag, the Live bag with the Four Aces logo. Just now, do we know if he's staying Four Aces captain? Is that how it's going to work?
I think so. I believe there's a redraft before each event.
But the captains might stay the same.
I want to say, I mean, why would they change him?
Yeah. You know, well, because some guys didn't even play, you know, like, will Ricky be a captain?
Oh, right. With the new guys coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's confusing too, where it's like, how are those guys going to stack up in the ranks at the end of the year if they didn't play in all eight events?
Yeah. We're going to have to see how it plays out.
Is Ricky just cashing in a massive check and he was like, eight's a little too much. Maybe I'll just do four.
Maybe. You know? Yeah.
What a schedule for that young
guy. Yeah. When they were like, what are you going to do the other 40 weeks of the year? And he was just like, I don't know, whatever I want.
I know. That reporter thought he had him nailed so good. He's like, oh, only 8 weeks, huh? What else are you going to do? Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, dude, live on my fucking yacht.
Right. Like, why work 8 weeks when you can work 52?
Right. What kind of why not spend most of your life traveling from tour stop to tour stop, living out of a suitcase when you can just go to work 8 weeks and then have a vacation the rest of the year?
Do you think they are going to try to keep their game as in shape as they would on the PGA Tour?
I don't see why they would.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like, don't really need to be that sharp. If you get last place, you get $150,000.
Yeah, that's insane. Those top guys are just fucking chilling. And I'm not even sure how long those contracts are.
Yeah.
But I am curious. Let's see if I can find that.
Yeah, I would imagine they're not lifetime, because for Jay and the boys over at the PGA to ban them, you would imagine that they know that there's, you know, a lifespan to those.
Yeah.
To those contracts, and then they're trying to say, look, if you're making that decision, you're staying over there.
Mm-hmm. I think last week, just exciting for kids growing up playing golf in college and being like, there's something else, you know, that best college player.
Yep.
Winning that tournament, the Liv's gonna, you know, like, he's gonna want to try a little harder to win that final thing so the Liv can come to him and say, hey, we got $200 million for you if you come to the Liv Tour.
Yeah.
And not have to be like, all right, now I got to go to Q school.
Right.
And now, like, you can just sign straight out of high school.
Grind.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to absolutely grind and maybe make it. Maybe be one of those top 50 players on tour that have a lot of money. Or you fall out and end up spending a shitload of money trying to make it. Like, you just go from college right to guaranteed contract. It's a no-brainer.
Yep. Now, if I was growing up in high school right now, I would be making myself into a, you know, making myself famous. I'm not even worried as, you know, yeah, obviously I'm going to try to win tournaments, but I'm also just going to try to be a person that people want to follow.
Right. Stand out as a human.
Yep.
Which, again, I think is just fucking amazing for golf, because everyone just seems like, a drone out there. They're just a robot. They just go through the motions. They can't really show personality. I mean, none of those guys, like, through the annals of time have shown, like, personality. It's all got to answer media questions the same way as to not, like, you know, upset sponsors or not upset Jay. You'd hate for Jay to think that you were acting badly.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's like the Live Tour, golf and be yourself.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we see one of those guys say a swear word one time, you know, imagine that.
Well, it's only on YouTube. So I don't see why they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Yep.
I might buy some merch, some Live merch.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never bought a PGA Tour thing in my life.
Mm-hmm. And again, like, we don't condone actions of people who kill anybody, regardless of who you are. You could be American, you could be Saudi Arabian. Like, being nasty, being a nasty murderer is not chill on any front.
No.
However, if you're out there right now and you're making the move, like, I can't watch the Live Golf Tour because it's Saudi backed, you better start doing your homework on a lot of other things that you consume, whether they're hard products, whether it's on TV, music, flying places, like you better start looking into what that Saudi fund pays for worldwide and start canceling everything. Because if not, you're just being like kind of a douchey, hypocritical bitch, you know?
Yeah, just a PGA Tour bitch boy.
Right, right. And you just buy it because PGA Tour is trying to make you not watch the LIV Golf Tour by saying the Saudis do X, Y, and Z
in a way that
they don't like. But Saudi Arabia pays for a lot of shit around the world. Yeah. And a lot of shit that you probably consume on a day-to-day basis or need on a day-to-day basis, like fucking driving a car. So if you're gonna, make the distinction, I have to watch the PGA Tour only because LIV Tour is Saudi backed, you better be buying a bike.
Yeah.
And you better make sure every, I don't know how you're oiling that chain on your bike. Sure. So maybe you just have to start walking everywhere.
Damn. Or buy a Tesla, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
But just do your homework.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
You know, then you got Elon, who's a controversial human.
Where does the rubber come from for those tires? You know?
True.
Isn't that a petroleum product? Doesn't rubber come from petroleum?
Maybe.
I'm not saying I know one way or the other. I'm just saying start doing your homework.
And speaking of tires, you know, why don't we have a tire that can't pop?
It's such a good question.
Why doesn't every tire that they put on a car able to pop?
Right.
And it's 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, we have like the internet, but you can drive over a nail and
pop it,
fix your tire.
Yeah. It does seem like you would be, and especially with how, you know, how high tech suspension systems are, you got to figure you could just get some shocks on there and not have it be a super bumpy ride. So I assume that's what it came like. Tires used to be wooden on stagecoaches.
Probably bumpy.
Yeah, probably pretty bumpy. Yeah. But they also didn't have shocks. That was just like wooden wheel right on the axle, right on top of the, right on top of that was the carriage. So nowadays, if we have a shock, and I mean, you could make, it doesn't have to be as hard as wood.
Yeah.
You know, you could use a rubber, a hard rubber, and just make that a fucking tire.
Exactly. We should try to put some wooden tires on the cart, see if it runs.
You want to go right back to wood? You
know? Well, it's just with the suspension, you know, just cop the feel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth a shot.
I always just thought the whole car should be rubber. You know, imagine a car accident, a rubber car, you're just bouncing off each other.
Right. Wouldn't rust?
Yeah. I mean, rust, come on. We can't beat rust.
Right. Yeah, it should really, honestly, everything should just be like solid rubber. Yeah.
But petroleum based, so that'd be, you know.
So that Jay can't use it?
Yeah. Fucking Jay. I don't even like his face. He looks like the face of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Such he a does. Little douche.
Yeah, it does seem like kind of a bitch. No offense, Jay. And
yeah.
Probably going to hurt our chances at getting credentialed, but they've already denied our credential request several times.
So. Yeah, they don't want us.
No. No, but maybe the LIV Tour does.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get in with the LIV Tour.
Yeah, we should. We should, because it seems like a lot of other people on the internet are turning their nose up. So we could hop right in there.
Yeah. Well, I think that everybody that has any kind of relationship with the PGA Tour right now has no choice.
Right. But Jay's being petty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any podcast that's ever allowed to have a PGA Tour guy on or anybody that's making content at the PGA tournaments, like, you know, with credentials, they know what they have to do right now. And it's shit on the set. They can't even say nothing.
Right.
They have to shit on the LIV Tour.
Yeah. They're bootlickers.
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah, but the LIV Tour, I've seen, like, their Instagram presence, they were posting a ton of content. Their followers shot up, I mean, 2 days ago or yesterday, 170,000 followers or something. I think they had 60,000 a couple days before that. So people are interested.
Yeah.
And as am I.
Yeah, competition's good. You know, the PGA had a monopoly on golf for basically ever.
Yep.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do, if anything. Which I think they have to.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to, especially if, you know, next year rolls around, they lose even more top guys. It's going to be a bit problematic for them, I think. So,
yeah.
And, I like it all around.
Me too. And Vermont Open going on right now, which it we're is. Right down the street from. So we're going to go check out that later today.
Yep.
saw some low scores yesterday in a little like fake Vermont Open that they had, a little pre-tourney.
The low gross?
Yep. Event. Saw an amateur shot 66, and I think the low pro number I saw was 69 at the time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be some low numbers out there. Shout out to our guy, Pat Pelletier.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to our guys at Golf and Ski. In what town was that?
Lebanon.
In Lebanon for saying cool group chat golf merch to Chubba.
Mm-hmm.
And then having listened to our podcast before. So big shout out to that kid if he's listening. Printed us out our cards nice and quick.
Yep. Yep. We're part of the rewards membership program now.
And if you're not, you should too, because you get some good deals.
Free to join. Yeah. You get good deals in the New England area to play golf and ski. And you also get, I believe 3.5% on any purchase.
Oh, wow.
So you get some points in there. So you buy some stuff and then you can go back in one day and have free money to spend. Yeah.
It's a nice little spot too. A nice little golf store there.
Yeah. Definitely worth it if you're buying clubs, because you get a good chunk of change back
and a good fitting bays and stuff in there too.
Yeah.
That cash back is nice. That points.
You don't see that very often. No, especially with a free to join program. Like we paid $85 with a cart, range balls included, for 18 holes at Montcalm Golf Club. I don't know if that's what it's called. Great, it's definitely track. Montcalm something. And it's typically $120. So pretty good deal there. It's where the Dartmouth College men's golf team and maybe women's golf team, if they're still kicking around, they practice there.
Yep.
So it's
where they play. Or I guess they go to tournaments in college. It's not like teams are coming and playing against home courses like high school.
Right. True.
Yeah. Tough course though. I three putted a million times yesterday.
Yeah, that was tough. At the turn, I was playing okay and almost had Sonny. At the turn, we were three strokes apart, and I didn't know really what to do with myself, but I didn't want to say anything. So I told myself, just do what you did on the front and, see what happens. Because I was playing pretty good and you were a little out of sorts on the greens.
Yeah.
So it was, I had a window and then I got it, I think through 13, maybe I was two strokes. And then was that a par five? Yeah. Par four?
Yeah. One of them. Yeah. I think it was a par five.
Yeah. I had a little bit of an errant tee shot. We both ended up on another fairway.
Yeah.
And then my shot into the green, a hybrid, I got it pretty good, but I put it right and it took a bounce off a knoll and I couldn't find the ball. And that resulted in a triple bogey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I had another triple bogey after that. And then a par, a double bogey. And then last hole ended with a triple bogey. So I went from being two strokes away from taking the crown through 13 holes to being, I think I lost by seven.
Yeah.
So not a great finish. I didn't do what I did on the front, which was tough.
All I could think about on the front was I have a joint rolled and I just want to take it out, but I'll wait until the 10th hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then we waited till the 10th and then I just immediately got too high.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, hang out in my own head for a half hour.
Yeah.
Like I do.
And I made the mistake of once I hit that bad hybrid shot and made that triple, I made the mistake of being like, oh, I almost had you. Because I don't think you were aware of how close the score was. And then once I said that, you pretty much just turned it on and put the nail in my coffin. So maybe if I just wasn't such an idiot and flipped out at, putting that shot out of bounds.
Yep.
Maybe there's a chance I reel those. I think it was you got a four stroke lead at that time. Maybe there's a chance I reel that back in. But once I told you, it's just game over.
Yeah, I made some pars there. And then once I knew I could spare some shots, I made a quad on 18.
Strong. Beat me by seven with a quad on 18 right in my face, dude. God damn it.
Great golf course, though. I would definitely love to play it again.
Yeah,
The greens are big and just so much undulation that if you don't have if you're not inside 20 feet, it's just a tough two putt.
Yeah.
Just get away from you.
Yeah.
They break a ton. It's cut out of the mountains. So great views.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in good shape. So shout out to them. It was weird though, when we got done with our round, even before, we just wanted to grab a cart and the lady was like, kind of giving us a weird time about it. The cart lady asked us where we parked, made sure we paid all this stuff. Yeah. And then after our round, we go to the car. As soon as we pull up to the car, they're just right behind us.
I mean, they were right behind us in a car.
And I was just like taking my time, taking my bag off, putting my, you know, emptying my pockets.
Yeah, I didn't even think anything of it. I thought they were just like maybe driving through to do something else. And we're just going to say like, hey, how was it? Yeah. Anything you guys need? This lady hops out of that car, dude, and just starts funneling through all of our stuff, like pulling it out of the cubbies, putting it on the seat. It felt like intrusive. It was an invasion of our privacy.
I wanted to, on the spot, I wanted to sue her. I literally said, I was like, I want to sue her for invasion. She ruined the end of my round.
Right.
Like there was a joint in there that we left because she had put everything else out onto the seat. So I just thought like everything was out.
Right.
I mean, you can't just go in grabbing somebody's stuff out of the cart. When they're still emptying their stuff.
No. And when we got there too, is like there was a bag drop, which we're typically not bag drop guys. We're just do it ourselves, guys. Yeah. It's not like we're trying to, you know, run anybody out of a tip or out of their job. It's just like I feel weird having people do tasks for me that I can do myself. Like I'm not a little bitch. Like I don't need somebody to pull my bag out of my car and put it in a golf cart.
Some people love that. I hate that. I'm walking my bag.
So we skipped the bag drop thing. We parked in the parking lot ourselves. We walk into the clubhouse. We check in, pay. We leave. We go to, like, she's got all the carts out by the bag drop area. So we're walking by and we just ask, like, hey, do we grab our cart from here? And she's like, where'd you park? And we told her and she was like, oh, all the way down there. And then she's like, yeah, get the car. Like, what's the name? Gave her the name. Got the cart, and then we're like, so we go down, we load up our clubs and stuff, we hit the range, and then the range to the putting green is back past the bag drop area. So we like are driving back up there. It's a little confusing, you know, the bag drop area is like on a road, and I guess there was a little cart path that we could have taken, which wasn't, you couldn't really see it. It maybe looked like a walking path. So as we're like kind of spinning around, like she just kind of flags us down. And it's like, have you guys been here before? I was like, yeah, a couple times. I'd been there a couple times. She's like, okay, what can I help with? Or something like that. I was like, we're just going to the putting green. She's like, okay, make sure you've checked in. I was like, I mean, do you think that we came and got this cart and we haven't paid for a round to play here or something? And then that was the same lady right at the end of the round, just on us immediately to get our stuff out of the cart for us.
I've never experienced something like that in the course of my life.
Like, we'll drive the cart back.
Like, when I went back after grabbing my bag and pulling it off and walking back, like, to the passenger seat of the cart, where I was, like, changed my shoes, and then I walked back, and all my stuff was sitting out on the seat. Like, my tube that I keep my joints in, like, my phone, just, like, my nasal spray, because my allergies are fucking killing me.
Sunny sniffles.
But I found this nasal spray with eucalyptus, and man, it clears me right up. But yeah, it was just an outrageous ending to a round. It was kind of a buzzkill when she did that. And then we forgot the half a joint because she pushed us out. She might have taken it out and stepped on it and like crushed it before that, you know? So we might not be allowed back there. I don't know.
True.
But great course, Golf and Skeet. Check them out. Go get your cards.
Yep, and we'll see about next week, see if we can get Seabass's Live Golf Tour, Live Laugh Love Golf Minute of the Week to actually come through. And maybe that audio did come through. Sometimes the audio track will record in Zoom and just we can't hear it. Like that's happened with us when we're doing it remote before.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that sounds. But yeah, hopefully we can make that a recurring thing. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this week. We covered most things.
This is the Live Tour podcast now.
Yeah.
Which I'm here for it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if old PGA memes becomes just the Live memes or golf memes, professional golf memes. Because it seems like
they're giving him a lot of
the in with the Live Golf Tour.
Yeah, they're letting him right in, which is good for everybody in the meme game because it's a tight community and you know, if somebody's in, then we're all in. So going to be fun to see what happens over the next couple of weeks, but I'm pumped for the US Open and it's local. You know, we'd love to go, but we have a pretty, oh no, not this weekend. Let's pack this next weekend. We'd love to go. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try our hardest over the next couple of days to get some tickets or something, but it's not looking great for us right now.
No. we'll see how it goes. Yeah, enjoy the U.S. Open. All right.